The Mishnah, at the beginning of Perek Hazov, when it speaks about the different types of kinyanim, that in order for a transaction to be considered halachically valid, a kinyan has to be made. So the Mishnah and the Gemara in many places in our Perek teach us that paying kesef, paying cash for a transaction, may not be a valid kinyan midaraisa, or certainly not midarabanan. As the Gemara says, even according to the man da'amr, Rabbi Yochanan, that holds the kinyan mos is valid midaraisa. Chazal said it shouldn't be valid. Shlayomer shema yisrufu chatech chitayich baliyah. But says the Mishnah, nosan loy mos, if somebody paid for buying goods, loy moshe chemen haperis, but he didn't do a mashiach, he didn't do a kinyan, yochalach sabay, he may retract from the deal, for as we just explained, in order for a transaction to be considered halachically valid, a kinyan has to take place. Aval omru, Chazal taught us, Misha paraman shidor amabal midor aflogo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who punished the dor hamabal and the dor haflogo, who asad lipara, he will punish Misha ene oimid the dibulay. Chazal are very strict in teaching us how necessary it is for one to be honest in what he does. And it's appropriate to read the words of the Rambam, two halachos of the Rambam. One is the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam, Oso la'odem l'hanik atzoi b'divrei halachos apitui. A person is not allowed to behave in a dishonest way, in a way to convince people to do something wrong. Continues the Rambam, a person is not allowed to say one thing and mean another thing. He has to be totally honest. What he's thinking is what he should say. Continues the Rambam, Das Habriyas, a person is not allowed to mislead people. Feel das Nachri, even Nachri. Ketzad, lo yimchul Nachri bosan available mokum basa shchuta. If a Nachri comes to the store, he knows that a Nachri doesn't have to eat kosher meat. So sell him meat that's not kosher as if it was kosher. Lo minel shomesa b'minel shoshchuta. They were careful not to use leather from an animal that died. So they'll sell him leather as if it was from an animal that was not died by itself, fooling him. Don't invite somebody to eat by you when you know he won't come anyway. Don't try to give him a gift when you know he won't take it anyway. You have a barrel of wine that you're anyway going to open because you intend to sell that wine, but you try to fool this person as if you opened it in his honor. Even one word of lying, usher. As svas emes v'ruach nochon v'chleiv tor. A person should always have an honest mouth, a proper machshavas. They call amav v'havas for anything that's dishonest. And then the Rambam here in Hilchos Deis, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel. Masoy u'matan shatam chacham b'emes amuna. The business dealings of a Talmud Chacham should be with honesty. Oyma lav lav al hein hein. A no is a no, a yes is a yes. Medaktik al etzba b'cheshvan. A person is very careful with himself. V'noisein u'mavata l'acherim. He gives, and he's a person of mavata, he gives in. K'shikach mehen. When he buys, v'lo yidadik alayim. He shouldn't be too stringent. He should pay for what he buys immediately. Shouldn't become a guarantor. He should try to be generous in his business dealings, even if it's more than the letter of the law. He should always be honest what he says and never change his word. And even if other people owe him, he is nice and he says, "You owe me, I'll give you a chance to pay back." You shouldn't compete unfairly. He shouldn't hurt anyone. He should be a victim, not a perpetrator. From those who are embarrassed, those who embarrass others. And a person who behaves this way, says the Rambam, Olav HaKosuv Omer, on him the Pasuk says, V'yomli Avdi Ata, you are my Eved, Yisrael HaShebcha Aspoir, the person who I am proud of. And the Sefer HaChinuch, also in discussing the way a person should behave, in Mitzvah Shin Nun says, "Ubiyasa kolinyane ha'olam, abishloinus achtum esev lav." Even in situations where the Torah doesn't specify a lav or an esev, tzivu chachamim hishiru kamas horos. Chazal gave us many warnings. Shloishana adam diburay. A person still has to be extremely careful in the way he speaks. Gam titul kalal hamashanim diburay. Kozmach nas v'niramaisa. And the Sefer HaChinuch continues, as we learn here in the Mishnah, that a person who isn't 100% honest, is deserved to be cursed. V'zeh inyam mishakara aniskal hamahavim mekaymus. And that is what Chazal meant in many different places with this klola of Mishapara. Shambay Dvarma Mos Kanu, like we learn in our Mishnah, that really a kinyan is required. Aval Amru, but Chazal said, if you gave your word, you chas v'shalom, if you don't follow your word, you'll be over a Mishapara. The Mefarshim go on to explain. The Farshim go on to explain why specifically is the klola for somebody who doesn't keep his word. Mishapara ma'anshe dar hamabul umidar afloga who asli par misha ena midaburai. And actually, the Bryson, the Gemara, later in our Perek on Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph, adds umanshe sedoyim v'amara. That's all included in the klala. So the Tosfos HaRosh explains that we know that Dor HaMabul, Rashi says in Parashas Noach, "Vaynechdam dinam ala lachamas." The oynish of the Dor HaMabul, their final punishment, only came because they were over Geneva. Dor HaFloga, as we learn in Parshas Noach, happened right after Dor HaMabul. The Mitzrayim also were people who didn't keep their words. They were constantly telling Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they will release them, and then they didn't, at the end, release Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. And the Meiri takes this a step further. The Meiri says that we know that the Torah says Le'nechtam dinam ala chamas. Why was there punishment on the chamas? Because what the Dor HaMabul did was not only did they steal, but they stole in a very tricky way. What did they do? They would steal pachas mishav pruta, less than the value of a pruta. And we know that if somebody steals less than the value of a pruta, you can't take him to the Torah. Which is exactly, says the Miri, what happens in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah as well, technically, as we explained, there was no Kenyan. Since there was no Kenyan, the halacha really ought to be that he could retract. But you're not supposed to retract. So halachically, maybe what they were doing was correct, but that's not the way they're supposed to. That's not the way they're supposed to behave. Other pshatim that I saw, why specifically the klola is a mishapara, manchidor hamabo, manchidor afloga. The Sefer Tiferes Tzin explains, is what is the basis for, what is the terrible aveiri here for somebody who acts this way? He says, because somebody who acts this way is really showing that he doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Because if a person would have a Muna and believe that whatever is supposed to be his will be his anyway, and whatever is not supposed to be his will not be his, that he would not retract from his word. Because he knows that whatever is supposed to be will be anyway. And that's why somebody who doesn't keep his word, that's why we find that Chazal in our sugya was so very strict with him. Dor HaKhaner says the reason that these four punishments are mentioned, because, says Dor HaKhaner, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with all of these punishments, showed that he controls the word. Very much in line with the Vart that was saying from the Tiferes Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this punishment, showed that he controls the world. By the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he controls all of the water in the world. Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga, he controls the wind. He blew wind and knocked down the tower, as the Medrash says regarding Dor HaFloga. Loi kein ha-reshoyim, kim kamoitz ha-shetfen ruach, zed Dor HaFloga shenefoytzu beruach. Dan Shesodoyim got punished with fire, and the Mitzriim sank in the Yamsuf, which is the offer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that he controls everything in the world. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything in the world, you should accept that if you enter into a deal, even though you regret entering into the deal, you should still keep to it, because you should believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway is the one that's running the world. There's a nice word from the Miches Yitzchak. He says the Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Chov Zayin Omid Beis, says Ilmolei Ma'amodois Le'Neskai M'Shmayim V'Aretz. And the Gemara says, Omer Avram Ribbono Shel Olam. Avram Avinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yisrael Choytun Lefanecha, Chas V'Shom Klai Yisrael was sin. Ata oisul hem kedor amabel kedor afloga. Will you punish them like you punish the dor amabel afloga? Amaloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, Kfar tikanti lehem seyde kabonis. I have the seyde kabonis. Bezman shem karen behem. When Klai Yisrael say the kabonis, Mala ani aleihem kilu krivim lefonai. I consider it as if they brought these kabonis. And that's how they have a kapara in the Arveiros. So now he says, beautiful. He says, what do we have to rely on? That's the fact that we say the Kabbonis. And because we say the Kabbonis, that protects us from punishments like the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga were affected with. But if we don't watch our words, then we don't have the Kabbonis. If we're not honest, then the Kabbonis that we say will not work. And because the Kabbonis that we say won't work, we'll be left with the punishment of the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFloga. The Gra explains that a person's speech is comprised of Eish, Ruach, Umayim. And therefore he says, in the Dor HaMabul, where they got punished through the Mayim, in the Dor HaFloga, that they got punished with the Ruach, and Sodom, they got punished with Eish. So if a person doesn't watch his words, which are made up of Eish, Ruach, and Mayim, then he will be punished like those who got punished with Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. The Sefer Siach Sarfei Kodesh quotes the Chiddush HaRim. He says, if you think about it, there are many Averis that are much more serious than the Avera that's described in our Mishnah. Yet we find that specifically for this Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a serious punishment. And he asks, and we give such a serious call of Mishapara. And he asks why. So he explains, because there's a tremendous lesson here. The lesson here, he says, is that if a person doesn't act in a metzlucha fashion, if a person doesn't act with other people the way he's supposed to act, then that is considered a very, very serious avera.